So today we are talking about a reopen of a very special place indeed. The Gargrave and Malhamdale Community Library reopened on Saturday the 28th of October. And here to talk to us about it, I have Chairman of the Committee, Alan Simpson.
Yes, we had an excellent opening on that day. It started at the beginning of the year. We've been running the library now for 5 years. And our birthday was actually in May. And we did plan to have some sort of a fund, an open day. But then the county council sent us some money that we could do something with.
That's a very good birthday present.
It was. It was. So we're a little bit fixed to know how to spend this about £4,000. We had all sorts of bit of debt. We'll do this and we'll do that. Then we decided we would refurbish the library. Don't know whether you know, but the library's in the village hall. We rent a room there. We thought, yes, we'll have a coffee morning to celebrate it. We won't charge for the coffee and we won't have a raffle. Mind you, for the library to have a functioning Gargrave Hall and not have a raffle, that's a milestone. So we hummed and hawed. So we decided to have this refurbishment. It took some organising. It was coordinated by the Skipton Building Society.
So is that Ian Attack, I think? He's the premises manager.
That's right.
And so what does it look like now? I know that a part of the refurbishment included a new children's corner. So what else is there new at the Gargrave and Malhamdale Community Library that people might not have seen a couple of months ago?
The only thing that's the same are the books. The books are the same.
That's good.
We took every piece of paper out of the library, stored it while we had the workmen in. They did an excellent job, repainted it, new lighting, new carpeting, bits of new furniture, little bits of new furniture. We're a very tiny library, probably the smallest library in the county. I shouldn't say that because somebody will say, we're smaller than you, but it's a very tiny library, and as I say, we've been running it 5 years now, so it did need a bit of a refreshing, and it looks excellent now. Bright, shiny, clean, delightful little place.
And how important is the library to the community? What sort of a feel does it have within the village?
It's well supported, and has been for a long time. The community, I think, have taken to the library. They've funded it with raffles, on raffles and 100 club. We run 100 club with a monthly draw, and that's well supported.
And I know that the people who reopened the library had recently completed the year's summer reading challenge. Tell me about those two people.
Yes, two very important people. We had two children from the school, Gracie May Robinson and William Slinger, who both completed the summer reading challenge. We picked the names out of the hat. They came along and pulled the bow to open it. They were delightful children.
It's those
children that we really wanting to see in the library. And
absolutely,
they do come.
I think the thing is about libraries is sometimes we forget what a useful place they actually are. Nobody's got enough bookshelves in their house to have all those books, and yet you could read and read and read, and it's just a brilliant service that in a lot of cases has actually disappeared now. So to have that funding, to have that refurbishment, and to have a community that still loves its library so much is brilliant, isn't it?
We could do with just one or two more extra volunteers to run the library.
Could you? Okay,
tell us. This is a good day to mention that.
Absolutely. Tell us about these volunteers that you need. Who do they need to be and what do they need to know?
We have a group of volunteers who are there as librarians, four openings a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturdays, 3 hour sessions. You work as a pair, dealing with the public, making sure the books are in and just checking them in and checking them out, that sort of thing.
And are they mostly local people? So people
they're
that
all
live in Gargrave or Malhamdale?
They're all local people. We've had a large group of volunteers over the years, but if we just do with another one or two to come in and help out.
So if there's somebody listening to this then that would like to volunteer, Who do they get in touch with and how do they find you?
They can come into the library, have a look at it, talk to the librarians there, see if they fancy doing what the job. Ask the people doing the job when they come into the library. That's the best way. And if they leave the name and address in the library with the staff that's already on, our head librarian will get in touch with them.
Fantastic. Well, Alan Simpson, thank you so much. And congratulations on the refurbishment of Gargrave and Malhamdale Community Library. Just one more thing before we go. Remind us when you are open. So if people want to come and see the new revamped site, then they can pop in.
We are open Mondays 3 till 6, Wednesdays 2 till 5, Fridays 2 till 5, and Saturday morning from 10 till 1.
Alan, thank you
very
much.
We'd be delighted to see anyone who comes.